It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 12th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, by the way, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Yesterday on a live stream, Porsche unveiled the Taycan Turbo GT. That is the name that we thought was coming, still in pre-production actually, but it set a couple of remarkable lap records. A new lap record on the Nürburgring for a four-door electric car, and a new lap record at Laguna Seca, besting cars like the Tesla Model S Plaid. So a few bragging rights gone there to the team at Porsche. Still a dual motor, not a tri-motor, by the way. 0-60 miles an hour done in 2.2 seconds, but opt for the Vizac package. A big spoiler at the back, a big rear wing and splits to 2.1 seconds, but more if you're going to go for sort of track days and things like that, the focus will be on repeatability and consistency, which they didn't talk about, but this does look crazy. It's $230,000 and it's the new top end of the Porsche Taycan. Will anybody pay that? Well, I mean, yes, they will, but also they'll pay a lot more because they'll want to customize it just for themselves. I'll pop a link in the show notes to see this incredible new Porsche Taycan at the very top end of the range. Uber introduces its premium electric vehicle rideshare option in New York City. It's called Comfort Electric, and it gets you riding in either a Mustang Mach-E or a Tesla or a Polestar. LG and Qualcomm are working together to use the latest Qualcomm chips to improve the BMS in EV batteries to make them more reliable, better battery health, a better indication of its current voltage and temperature, all to ensure a more reliable EV battery. Volkswagen will reveal the ID3 GTX sometime soon. According to a LinkedIn post that we saw, some exterior and interior highlights, but what we really want to know all about is they're replacing the single motor. Won't be a dual motor unlike all the other GTX cars, but it will be the AP550 motor that we find in, you know, the ID7, etc. That's going to be almost an 80 or 100 horsepower boost over the top end ID3 at the minute, and it could make it a proper Golf GTI equivalent. Škoda will debut an affordable electric SUV by the end of the week, we think, around £21,000, their equivalent of the VW ID2. Morgan Olsen is teaming up with Rivian for the next Canada Post delivery vans. They're in the skateboard platform that Rivian have for the Amazon vans. Now that Amazon is no longer exclusive, they'll use them for the new Canadian C250Es. They're called the postal vans. Fiat is unveiling two new trims for the 500E in the United States. Two new colours as well, a rose gold one and a kind of piano black with a cream interior. They're calling it the tuxedo colour. Very nice. We are moving fast towards a new battery future, and the battery conference last week in Seoul that I was telling you about, I think what came out of it really was the overriding message of fast charging being the thing that everybody was talking about. So whether that's Samsung or SK or LG, they're all talking about how, you know, they'll have batteries on the market soon that'll do a 15-minute charge to 80%, but by the end of the decade, and the target being a 5-minute stop to get to 80% for, you know, for a 600-kilometer/370-mile battery. That's incredible. So their focus isn't on increasing, you know, the size or the density. It's about fast charging. That's at least the message I got coming from the battery makers last week. Let's talk a little bit about the used EV market versus the combustion market. A new Cox Automotive study came out, which was talking about how dealers need to prepare themselves for the future where electric vehicles are increasing, but actually there's going to be a decrease of nearly new cars that are petrol and diesel, the sort of crucial 0-4-year-old price bracket. I'll pop a link to that study if it affects you or your business. Leap Motor is rolling out the C10. It's an SUV in China, and why is that important? Because you can't buy it. Ah, yes, you can. It's their first global car. So when Stellantis starts selling that in Western markets, what will it be? A Stellantis car or a Leap motor car? Well, we'll find out. And BYD considering a site in Mexico for the production of electric vehicles, which they deny is their gateway into the United States. And that's briefly.